Hashem, preparing yourself to Pesach. Lamed Tet 38. We learned yesterday about those two powers that can be inside the mouth of the person. Like we say, Chaim v'mavet be'ad ha'lashon, life and death is in the hands of the tongue, of the mouth of the person. So if the person is talking in a holy way, that he's praying to Hashem Yitbarach, and he's praising Hashem Yitbarach, and he hopes, and he takes out all of his goodwill, he expresses it with his heart, through his mouth, so then life comes out, Motzot Chaim, Totzot Chaim, the result of what it comes out from his mouth is life. And if not, if Chas Shalom, the person is falling to Kfirot, thoughts against Hashem, so then all of his mouth will talk nonsense all day long. He will always gonna talk Ishtadluyot, how to make money, and how to achieve things, and how to convince people to try to control people, and so for that he's gonna have to lie, and to talk Lashon Hara, and to cheat, and whatever it's gonna take him. It depends in a lot of things, but like the Rabbeinu is saying, that the Jewish nation are coming from such a holy place that when they're falling, they go all the way. They're heavy. They are a big Yetzirah. They know how to fall. When they're falling, they know how to do it. Very nice. So, Kol HaGadol Mechaveru, Yitzro HaGadol Mimeno. It is greater than his friend. So his Yetzirah also is great. Mamash, super great. So, like we said, that the mouth have the spirit of Hashem Yitbarach. The power of speech is the spirit of Hashem Yitbarach himself. Hashem, he is Sfatai Tiftach. When the lips are open, you see Hashem. So, if you're aware to it, and if you're not aware to it. If you're aware to it, so you're going to be very careful to use that holiness that you contain, that you have, only to do good things. Because you're not going to want Chas Shalom to contaminate holiness, Kedusha. You will want to use the purity that you have, the divine spirit that you have, the holiness that you receive from Hashem Yitbarach. You will want to respect it, and mamash, you're going to think about every word that you bring out from your mouth, not to send it to the contaminated places. But if you're not aware to the fact that that spirit is a divine spirit, it's coming from God, it's holy, so you can say whatever. And by that, you're sending Hashem Yitbarach himself to the exile. By talking words that's supposed to reach holiness, and you're just seeding them in contaminated places, by talking Lashon Hara, by talking gossip, rechilut, and lying, and using the powers that Hashem gave you in a wrong way. So by that, you're sending Hashem Yitbarach himself to the exile. Hashem gonna have to come back from those places. What can you do? Now it's perfect. So when it's all fixed, it's in the aspect of Adni, the name of Hashem. Kimo shekatub, like that it's written, Adonai sefatai tiftach, Hashem open my lips. Ukshepogmin adibur shehu Adonai, and when people defecting the speech, the power of speech, it is Hashem himself. Az al yedaf gam, so by that defect, nasem meruach piv, ruach sara, so from the spirit, from the breath of that person, that it's actually the breath of Hashem, it becomes to be wind of storm. Storm wind. And it's going and it's destroying the world. You don't know. One word of Lashon Hara can kill families. You just, oh, it was on your heart, mamash. You had to say it and you don't know, mamash. You're so sorry. And so, but they died. Yes, it's very helpful that you're sorry now. But you don't know what you've done. People can ruin shiduchi, matches, and people can destroy houses, and parnasav, families, and just he had something that mamash was hard for him not to say, and he had to say it, and okay, good intentions leading to hell. And you kill that family, you kill those people, Because you're using knives, you're using weapons, it's the power of Hashem Yitzbarach. Words are very powerful. Not on every organ is written, Chaim v'mavet be'ad ha'lashon, life and death in the hands of the tongue, in the hands of the mouth. Means that the mouth is very, very powerful. Mitzvah Teshuvah is in the mouth. Mitzvah Tefillah is in the mouth. Mitzvah Limud Torah is in the mouth. Oh, so many important mitzvot. All depends in the mouth. The mouth is important. It's very powerful. So now, if you're aware to yourself, and you're aiming all of your words to a holy, with a holy intention, Mamash Tzei Tu Hashem, and you concentrate before you talk, and you say, Mamash, will you bring your heart into every word and word? Wonderful, you can achieve amazing things. Exactly, that's the power that you have. To conquer and to achieve things and to mamash, amazing spiritual power you have. But if not, if you're all wrong, so you're shooting, you're just shooting. Your weapon is an automatic weapon, shooting to all directions, killing, hitting, wounding, hurting. Oh, sorry, thank you. Very helpful, mamash. You're apologizing. Very good. Right on time, mamash. So, a person has that ability, and Hashem wants us to use that ability. So, there was one person in Breslev that he wasn't talking at all. He was quiet all of the time. I don't want to mention his name. But he was quiet all of the time. And it was wrong. Even though that he was a very important righteous man, and a lot of people, Mamash, admired him and respected him because he was righteous, but how many conversations, good words, and words of chizuk we could hear from him. And now he went. Okay, so he was righteous. No doubts about it. He was amazing. He was wonderful. But what are we going to do? We need you. We need him. We need you to talk to us. To have someone that is so righteous and he's got wisdom. And okay, so share. That's exactly what it we need you to do, to share. So if you have a mouth, so now to be afraid to use it, know that I'm not going to defend the power of speech. No, it's not the way. Just you need to prepare prayers. You need to pray that Hashem is going to give you the wisdom, the knowledge, the da'at, la da'at, to know how to use your mouth in a kosher way. How to say the right word, to have siyata dishmaya, help from heaven. Yes, to talk, and to talk strong, and to bring powers into the, and not to be afraid not to talk. No, it's not the way. We need to be careful. So how are we going to be careful? We're going to pray. Hashem, be with me. Because not to walk, not to step, not to talk, I cannot. No way. People need me. Even if I'm so stupid, even so far, when I can see in the world that when I'm talking, people listen. People want to hear from me. From the first day that you walk with a kippah on your head, immediately people think you're a rabbi. Arav, Arav, they call you in the street. Arav, can you help us? Arav, who am I? I'm nothing. I put a kippah. I'm just a Jew. I want to be religious. I want to be a Jew. This is an Arav. You become to be a Arav. Why? It's not a joke. Really, you are a Arav. You are a rabbi. Why you are a rabbi? Because really there are people that are so low, so far, that you become to, reality brought you to be a rabbi. במקום שאין איש, ישתדל להיות איש. There is no one there. You're the rabbi. You're the rabbi. You don't know. You can... I have a friend that haven't completed his converting process yet, and he's teaching Torah. You don't know, he's giving classes, and he's teaching, because he's listening to our classes here, and more classes here. And he's got huge da'at already. And he teaches, he's entering into Bet Knesset, and they ask him to talk. He's not Jewish yet. And he's a rabbi. He's a rabbi. There's nothing to do. He's teaching. He's got students. People are coming to him, asking to pray for them. And really, he's got powers. It's not like you can say, no, look, people are... No, the truth is he's got da'at, and they don't have da'at. So he can teach them. What can he do? This is what Hashem is doing. Okay, so Hashem got an amazing sense of humor, Hashem Baruch Hashem. But this is Hashem, you cannot argue with Hashem. Hashem gives da'at, noten da'at l'chakimim. He gives wisdom to the wise. You need to understand, if Hashem chose you and gave you some wisdom, some power of understanding, it means that you have something inside. You have a good point inside that Hashem chose you to give you that wisdom and not someone else. And even a ger that is converting and he wants to come and he wants, you don't know, Hashem saw something inside of you and he chose you and he brought you here and he brought you to the classes and he brought you to toward the Kedusha, the holy zone, and to learn from righteous people, from Tzaddikim, and to love the Torah. Hashem put something in your heart because it belongs there. So you need to believe in yourself. Everyone needs to believe in themselves. No matter to know. If Hashem taught me something, there was a rabbi that I heard once that he said that he's also a Baal Tshuva, and he said that every day he was going to Beit Midrash to learn Torah, just as a Baal Tshuva, went to learn Torah in Beit Midrash. And in the evening, Marash, every night he saw that people came to him and asked him questions that were exactly on the same topics that he learned today. He felt that he's totally ignorant, he doesn't know nothing. Marash, Bu, Am Aretz, he doesn't know nothing. And when he sat and learned only one piece of Torah, three halachot today, half page of Gemara today, a few Mishnayot, and he went with that home, on the way home, in his house, friends, phone calls, something, asked him questions only on those topics, on what did he learn. Mm-hmm. So you see that you can teach, even if you know only a few small things, because Hashem wants you to teach. So Hashem is going to bring people to ask you on the subjects that you do know on them. So you don't need to think to yourself, no, but I don't know nothing, how can I teach? No. From what did you do here? Have go and teach. You don't need to teach things that you don't know. You don't know math, you can go and teach math. No, you don't know math, so you cannot teach math. I will never going to be able to teach math, no matter what. Maybe if Gabriela Malach is going to come and teach me math, I can teach it. Math, I can teach. On chocolate I can teach, on lollipops I can teach, on gums I can teach, on basketball I cannot teach. I can be very tall, but I cannot teach on basketball. On swimming I can teach. I can teach on swimming. Not my children, but other children I can teach. Everyone got his plusive, got his minusive, got his abilities, got things that he can, he's not able to do. What can he do? But for, oh, thank you, you see, Hashem is with us. Lollipop.
Do you know what flavor it is inside the wrapper?
Because it's red, I think everyone can say. Not too many options. So, you need to believe in yourself that Hashem is going to bring over to you the people that needs to hear from you. And a lot of times, even Hashem is telling that to Moshe Rabbeinu. Lamed l'shoncha lomar eini yodea. Teach yourself to say, I don't know. I don't know. Let's check it together. Let's learn it together. It can be even greater to that person to learn with you together. You say, you don't know? I don't know. Let's try. You can call me. You can call someone else. You can call Nathaniel. Someone's going to know the answer. Maybe you don't know. You can say, wow, amazing. I never thought about it. Let's learn it together. You know what? I'm calling you back in a few minutes, in an hour, in the evening, Bezat Hashem, I'm going to find the answer. Call him. Talk to him. Be there for him. When you do that, so you use the power of speech, the power that Hashem Yitbarach plants inside of you and gave you those abilities to use them right. So don't be afraid to use what you have, what that Hashem gave you. Use it. Also in Kedusha, also in holiness, in all of that topic of being with your wife in holiness, the prishut not to be with her, it's not a goal. It's not the peak of purity to be parush, to be separated. No, that's not the peak of holiness. The peak of holiness is to be with her, separated from your lust and desires, clean, holy, just for her. To be able to feel her, to love her, to be there for her, to understand her, to listen, to be sensitive, to be human. And not to be arrogant, and not to be with all of your lust and desires, but to be separated, to be totally pure and divided like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not the goal. Moshe Rabbeinu is something else. Moshe Rabbeinu is not what that we need to achieve in the Avodat Hashem, to be parush like Moshe Rabbeinu. Not at all. Not at all. When Hashem commands Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to be parush. Okay, I hear you. Also, Moshe never planned that. Also, Moshe put all of his... He didn't circumcise his children and he took his wife and children with him to Egypt. It's against all logic to take your wife and children to Egypt. Rav Dor thinking about taking his family to the United States. You cannot understand why. You cannot understand why. You cannot understand. You ask yourself, why to do something wild, crazy like that? Let them stay. He knows what he's talking about. He knows when it's right to take your wife and children with you, even to dangerous places. You need to prepare yourself. You need to pray. You need to think. You need to be wise. You need to be connected to the voice of Hashem Yitbarach. But not to listen to the voice of Hashem Yitbarach and to say, no, listen, I need to go and to save the Jews of America, and I'm going to go, and you with the children are going to stay here. Moshe could stay there to Tzipora, his wife. Here, your children, stay. Your father got an amazing house, a villa. You have an amazing porch here. Money you don't lack of. Mamash, everyone are giving gifts to your father. He's a very rich and famous person. Everything is cool. I'm coming back in a year or two. Don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. She would accept it. She was a kosher woman. Listen to her husband, Tzipora. She would accept it. Moshe Rabbeinu, he says no. Why? Because she don't buy. You're not complete. When you're separated from your wife, and your wife, she still needs you, until Hashem says no, it's a yes. Your wife, she needs you. Your wife, she needs you. This is it. You cannot be separated. You cannot be parush. You cannot be divided from life. When Hashem brought you to life. Hashem brought you to this world. You need to eat. You need to drink. There was a person that people thought that he was an amazing, righteous man. He was fasting. All of his life he was fasting. Like a skeleton he was thin. He didn't have nothing. Skin on his bones. People thought to bring him to see a Baal Shem Tov. And they say to Baal Shem Tov, there is a big righteous man, a tzaddik, that is fasting. And Baal Shem Tov said, alright, bring him over. They brought that person. Baal Shem Tov said, what are you doing? That person is sick. They told him, what do you mean? He said, go feed him. He's sick. He's not healthy. It's not good. And after you're going to feed him, and you're going to come back to himself, bring him over, that I'm going to fix for him, Seder Tshuva. A certain order of Tshuva to fix what has he done to himself all of his life. Killing his body. Breaking his soul, his spirit. Only fasting and not eating and thinking to yourself. Imaginating things to yourself. Straightening your own way of Avodat Hashem. Telling everyone what's the right way. Like we spoke on Korach. You're going to tell Hashem Yitbarach what's the right way. No, Moshe. Hashem chose Moshe. You have what to say. Hashem chose Moshe. No, Hashem told, tell them. Moshe is a liar. They're all liars. He and Aaron, his brother, they're all, it's a family business. Now Aaron, Miriam, everyone. What are you doing? You don't have that ability. Hashem chose Moshe. Hashem put him over there in charge. Hashem chose also Aaron. Also he chose Miriam. You think you know so well? You think you know? You have something to say? Talk to Hashem. Don't jump into our conclusions, into arguments, into machloket to say what. So you see a person that just wanted to be so righteous. It's not true. If he would look and seek for the truth inside, he would never start that process of fasting and fast. It was an easy way for him. If not, Baal Shem Tov wouldn't say that he needs to fix his sins. That he needs to do tshuva. Tshuva means that he was sinning. Tshuva means that he was doing things wrong. It's very easy to tell your wife, listen, I'm in a bet midrash, don't talk to me anymore. And this is it. It's very easy. The most easiest way of them all. This is it. Bye bye. I'm tzaddik, kol tov, and you're a rasha, sits in a bet midrash. Like that not funny joke, a person came to his rabbi, told him, I want to divorce my wife. Asked him why. We talked about it, I told you that once. Told him why. He said she is breaking Shabbos all of the time. How she is breaking Shabbos. He said she's cooking after the time of Adlakat Nerot, and candlelights, and she's turning off the lights, and everything, and she's taking a shower in Shabbos, hot water, and what's that? It's not a kosher woman at all. And so the rabbi asks him, and what are you doing for Shabbos? He said, me? Half an hour before Chatzot Hayom, half of the day, I'm going to the mikveh, and I'm wearing my Shabbos cloak, and I'm sitting in the Beit Midrash,
and I'm learning Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum, and I'm sitting like that and preparing myself for Shabbos.
Why his wife is embracing Shabbos? Because she doesn't have no one to help her in the house for Shabbos. Her husband is so righteous. From 11:30 every Friday, he's already accepting Shabbos, that he will never gonna meet Shabbos in his life. He will never gonna taste the taste of Shabbos in his life. Shabbos is gonna skip above him, and this is it. How can you leave your wife? No, and she is now breaking Shabbos. Poor woman needs to take care of 3, 4, 5, 7 children, arrange the house, clean the house, make food, take a shower, light candles, put everything on the plata in the right time to know all of the halachot, and you, Avrech, how do you say Avrech Meshi, silk? You don't have it in English. It's so gentle, and Mama, ready to accept Shabbos in the right time.
Gentleman and scholar.
Imagination, so far from truth, so far from Judaism. To be inside of Judaism, it's betoch ami anochi yoshevet. Inside, with my nation, with the people, with all of them, together, holding hands together, not running before no one, don't want to achieve nothing before of no one else, don't want to have something if someone else don't have that thing. With them! Can I have a salvation if someone else haven't been saved yet? I'm gonna sing in Shabbos, and I'm gonna mamash drink wine and eat meat, and we're gonna sing all of the songs. When there are people walking outside in the streets, they don't have a place to stay. So okay, maybe it's hard for you to host all of the homeless and bring all the, okay, I understand, but still, don't fall into those imaginations like you've been saved. Please, you need to pray on our Israel. You have to remember them. To take one guest a week, two guests a week, to something. You need to be there to try to find how you're going to help other people to have their parnasa for Shabbos, that they're also going to be able to buy things, groceries, things that they need for Shabbos, food, wine, chalot, whatever, something. You have to be part of Am Yisrael. If you're not part of Am Yisrael, you divided yourself from Am Yisrael. We came to all of that subject from what did we learn on the power of speech. Power of speech is how Hashem God created the world. Hashem created the world in that with that power of speech. He said and create. Said and create. By talking, you create. So this is why you're not allowed to stop yourself from talking. You have to talk. You have to bring yourself into those situations that yes, you will gonna say what you have to say. But you need to prepare yourself to that. How are you going to prepare yourself to that? With your will and with your prayers. That you're going to pray, Hashem, put the right words in my mouth. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. He said to Borei Olam, I don't have the ability to talk. I don't have the ability. I have a kvad peh, kvad lashon. His mouth wasn't functioning like he wanted. He wasn't a talker. He couldn't go and talk and preach and rebuke. He wasn't that. For years he could talk to Hashem Yitbarach in the field. But with Am Yisrael, he was afraid. He wasn't sure at himself that he would have that ability to go and to talk. Okay. But Hashem Yitbarach saw that he was the right man, so he sent him. And he gave him the help. He said, Aaron, send Aaron, his brother, to be with him and to help him. If you need some help, don't worry. Aaron, he was good in politics. He was, for years, the leader of Am Yisrael. He can talk. He will be there. Don't worry. But you need to want. You need to prepare yourself to that. That you have a job, that you have a mission in life. That you need to reveal the good things that Hashem gave you. There was one person, a tzaddik, I don't remember his name, in the time of the Gemara, that his face weren't pretty. When people looked at him, they felt like we're talking about an ugly person. And the daughter of the emperor, the Roman emperor, she saw him, and she saw that this is one of Chachmei Israel, one of the leaders of Am Israel. And he's teaching Torah to Am Israel, and so she came to him and she asked him, how can it be that the Kadosh Baruch Hu put his wisdom in an ugly vessel? She asked him. She was so rude that she could ask the Talmid Chacham, the Jewish Talmid Chacham, on how that he looks. So she asked him. So he told her, look, he just moved a topic, but he was so wise, he made it, you know, amazing way. He had to tell me, your father, the emperor, he's got good wine, good quality of wine. So she answered, yes. And he asked her, in which vessels did he put the wine? So she told him, in earthenware vessels. He told her, what? The wine of the king in such low vessels, in such ugly vessels? Why don't put them in golden vessels? You need to put them in golden vessels. So she was also stupid enough to fall in that trap. And she went back to the palace, and she said, change all of the vessels of the wine, my father's wine, you need to put it in golden vessels. What are you doing? You're not respecting my father. All right, wonderful. A few days later, the father, the emperor, asked to drink some wine, and it was all...
metallic.
What?
Metallic.
Metallic?
Yeah.
Moshe, you see? You have a place in the Torah. Moshe. So he asked, what happened to my wine, my expensive wine? They told him, they said, we're sorry. He said, bring me the vessels, I want to see the wine. They brought him golden vessels. He said, who is that stupid person that ruined my wine? He said, your daughter, we're sorry. So he... So she, of course, blamed that Talmid Chacham, and they brought him, and he said, I'm sorry, I just asked her. She asked me first. She asked me why Kadosh Baruch Hu put the wisdom in an earth in an ugly vessel. So I asked her, why your father is putting his wine in an earthenware vessel? It's the same question. I just asked her. She was so wise to jump into conclusion. So you look at yourself and you say to yourself, look, I'm not kosher, I'm still far, I'm an earthenware vessel, I'm ugly, I'm stupid, I'm far. You don't know which wisdom you have inside of you. Maybe that's the way that the Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps the quality of your wisdom, because you're humble. Because now when you check yourself and you see that you're so far, that you're so low, so you're chill, you're cool, you're low, you're hidden. You can contain the wisdom of Hashem Yitzhak inside of you, that Adrabah, from you, we're going to be able to enjoy the smell of the wine, and the taste of the wine, and to the kabet, to receive from you, advice and wisdom. The wisdom is wisdom of life. From persons that have experience of life, you can learn wisdom. Thank you, believe in yourself. Hazaku Baruch.
Thank you very much.